Welcome to another episode. Listen, I'm not gonna lie, I don't like Weezy's face right now, but the thing is,
I'm so glad we're recording.
I know, but the thing is, I know I'd be like, welcome to yet another episode, and I'm like, bro, I'm so sick of hearing welcome to yet another episode, because,
and that was what you came up with in its place.
I mean
I'm so sick of saying that, so I'll go with welcome.
Bitch, these vocals is hitting. Anyways, guys, welcome to another episode of Motherfucking Horrible Decisions. This is your girl Mandy B, aka Pet the Stallion, aka Pet That Pussy, because a hoe be playing with my pussy and my other pussy all day, every day. So shout out to all the cat lovers out there. There is a community that I have become a part of that I was not ready for. And I'm with my co-host, my bad. Throwing it to you, bitch.
This bitch is, well, I am not Carol Baskin. My name is Weezy, and I am childless.
Oof, no, I ain't even gonna hold you. I literally was just like, ooh, these states is lifting, like, allowing people to, like, go back to regular life. And although I want to hop on a flight immediately, I'm like, fuck, I can't leave my kitten for more than a couple days. So I'm looking up, like, how to fly my cat out with me and looking at the cost of that.
Niggas, my homegirl gets flown out by niggas all the time, and she be like, girl, they be bringing that motherfucking cat,
bitch,
too.
I feel like I'm going to have to bring this cat with me.
I come with extra pussy, nigga. What's good? $125 a flight.
Actually, while we may be discussing threesomes later on in this episode, I hope my nigga does not want to fuck me and my other pussy, because I'm not into bestiality. You know what I mean? Like,
I think you're good.
That pussy.
And if he's in the South, he's going to jail.
Does bestiality send you to jail, though? I don't know.
Yeah, it's animal harm.
It's illegal. Yeah.
Okay, well, y'all, you guys here.
You're going to hell jail.
You guys hear two other voices, and I want to give a solid round of applause and welcome, because we are doing a Cocktails Horrible Decisions mashup. So I would like to introduce,
finally,
Kiki and Medina from the Cocktail Dirty Discussions podcast.
What's up, all you cool cats and kittens?
I hate you so much.
I'm so glad to have you guys here. We have been friends and peers for a long time. Kiki and Medina were part of our first live show in ATL.
Y'all what?
I've always called them the horrible decisions of ATL. Like, I feel like, you know, and also shout out to Kiki. I know you helped me with kids, with the Christmas gifts and shit like that. And Medina, like, I love what you guys are doing, and we're just so glad to finally have you on. I just can't believe it took 2 fucking years.
Yeah, no. That's shit.
Crazy. I know, in a quarantine.
But shit, also, y'all are like the black versions of us, because y'all know motherfuckers don't want us to really claim black because we biracial over here. So
I don't know what you're talking about, bitch.
Motherfuckers question our blackness all the fucking time. So we got Medina.
Well,
and
you
Kiki.
Did just buy a cat.
Don't do this. First off, Fran, who was our guest last week, is thinking about getting a cat. And also, everyone who has sent me, like, cat tips and tricks, they are black. Black people own cats, bro.
Okay. Yeah, it's a different kind, though.
What
the crazy thing is, I'm thinking about getting a kitten too. Like, I thought about it during the quarantine.
Okay, can I ask all of y'all's opinions? So I've been asked on Twitter and Instagram now, they want me to make an Instagram for Bodie.
No, don't take it too far.
No, wait,
calm down.
Wait, that's taking it too far, making a pet page?
I think you should do it, because his story is so beautiful. You got him from the streets.
I really did.
His story is so beautiful. Yeah. Because she bought the cat for $20.
Yes, that is a
sweet
story,
bro. I thought
it was
a crackhead kitty.
I wanted to show you guys a lady that I work with. Oh, damn. Can I show you
guys? Oh, yeah, we're recording.
So we found, I'm going to group out my old coworkers, and they were like, yo, so-and-so hit us up. Go check out her Instagram. I legit thought, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be Mandy. Mandy didn't have a cat yet. This is her IG.
No, bro, calm down.
That was my dog.
So I put Bodie in my story, but he hasn't made my feed yet. Okay,
why is it?
Because by
Bodie?
The time you get him in Instagram,
so his name is Bodie because I figure he from the Bronx, right? So he a little hood, he a little ratchet. So it just made me think of a bodega, and so technically it's a nickname for bodega. So Bodie, bodega.
That's fucking.
That's a good name though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a fucking hood rat, and I'm fed up already. I don't know how these motherfuckers have children.
He's a hood
like
cat.
The fact that y'all spit whole humans out of your vagina that annoy you to this extent. I couldn't imagine.
Who does that?
Like, I don't know. People who have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
Don't nobody okay, got now, kids over here.
Tell us about cocktails.
Yeah, I guess.
Tell us about cocktails, your sexual orientation. Tell us about your show.
Well, cocktails, dirty discussions. We talk about sex. Ours is less educational than y'all's. It's more about us just sharing our experiences, telling stories. Sometimes we get drunk on the show, and
sometimes
that's embarrassing.
Sometimes we get very, very personal, almost too personal to the point where sometimes I'll be like, bruh, I was doing too much. But we also talk about relationships, all types of relationships, sexual relationships, friendships, all types of relationships you could think of. I like men and women. I don't want to marry a woman. I want to marry a man, but I do like eating pussy.
Why are you saying
okay,
it like
you're
that?
Like me. Okay.
Now, you know, I just kind of go with whatever I feel like that day. I like it all. Marriage, yeah, marry a man. I've never dated a woman. I don't think I would actually date a woman. I think it's more fun
but
to
you just have
sex
with
them. Or flirt.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess... I think a lot of people always say that when they tell me they're bisexual. Well, I wouldn't be with a woman. I'm like, I asked for your sexual orientation because I want to have sex with you.
Well, see, I don't know what to call it. Does
right.
that make me bi?
I think,
yeah,
I think
you
that
just
you are.
You're on the, you're different on the scale. You're absolutely bi. So, like, we've talked about our show. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. The Kinsley Scale. Mm-hmm. My friends introduced me to it. Shout out to Christopher. And basically, it's a, I don't know if it's like eight levels, but one side is more hetero. One side is more homosexual. And you can change by day. You can change seasonally. Maybe quarantine will have you a little more gay. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So, speaking of quarantine, normally we do icebreakers with our guests, but I wanted to kind of open up and do kind of an icebreaker slash catch up and talk about what sex has been like during quarantine for all four of us. So me and Kiki actually have stories, but before we get there, I did want to ask Medina, are you single? And if you're not, are you having sex during quarantine?
So I am single. I thought that I was going to be having so much quarantine that I didn't know what to do with it. Like, you couldn't tell me nothing. Like, my team was just really built up. Y'all, quarantine came, and I got quarantine the first 2 days of it, and that nigga just did. Like, he just totally did a whole smooth hit and quit like we were in fucking high school. I was so fucking mad.
Wow.
I
wait, like he ghosted you after?
Ghosted my ass. Like just how you get ghosted on quarantine. And I went on live and had a whole rant. We talked about it on the show.
Like, I know
I
you see this.
On the show, and I sent him the clip because I was so offended. Like how you get hit and quit during quarantine.
You sent him
the clip of me talking shit
from the podcast?
Because I was...
He did replied. He reply?
He didn't reply for a couple of days, but then he sent me a message and said that he was having technical difficulties. It was some dumb shit.
Technical difficulties
with
his
iPhone?
He
said that
bitch,
he was so busy. How you say you so busy during a quarantine? What the
Is
fuck
he a
do
nurse?
I look like? No, he's
Those
an
are the
engineer.
Only people busy.
A musical engineer at that. The studios is closed, my nigga.
Oh, okay. If he's a music... I was going to say, well, hold on. Maybe... Dude, my old job... My position that I was in, they're working so much harder because I used to work on internet, right? Like sales engineering. So like they're working just as fucking hard. So I was like, well, if he's an engineer, maybe, but not.
And
what? I mean, niggas just buying more beats?
And I was going to say, even for me, I used to be an accountant and I reached out to my old coworkers and they've been working even weekends. So 7 days a week, I worked in the tax department. And even though taxes got pushed to July, they still are working like Hell it's no. busy season. And I'm sure it's taking you longer to do things at home than True. It does in the workspace, just because working from home just has your mind in a completely different place. You know what
Very
I mean?
Very relaxed place.
So, Weezy, what about... So, okay, so Medina's out here getting ghosted during quarantine. Weezy, has there been any change with you and your relationship with sex during quarantine?
No. I think we're just doing the same shit, but... There's been a change with me, nigga. I'm like convinced now. So I went for a walk, start talking to this guy outside because we had the same shoes on. Random. He's like, oh my God, your shoes. I'm like, eh. So then he starts telling me how he works for Ticketmaster. I was like, oh my God, well, I'm a podcaster. I cancel all these shows. And he said that everybody is not expecting to be back up and running till 2022.
Oh, and that's longer than the 2021, I thought.
That morning, got a call from my old boss who was like, listen, he follows me on Instagram now. He's like, I know you're not working. Do you want to come in as an implementation engineer? Because we're actually busier and I actually need somebody again. I was like, no, I'm going to take care of myself. I could take up to care of myself for like a year. So for what? 2022. I said, let me get back in for the job. Nah. But I think it's just, I don't know. I'm feeling stuck. You know, my boyfriend's been helping me through it, but I've been working on something, just a project, just writing, and now they love it, and the network that wants it is like, we will make a quarantine version of it. And I'm like, I'm good on waiting. I don't give a fuck if niggas think I did nothing. I don't want a quarantine version. They're like, no, we'll send you equipment. I don't want equipment. I want someone else to do it. I'm not about to sit in my apartment when I've been working for months making shit to then do it on a webcam. No.
It's crazy.
But this is like really the reality now.
Yeah. It's crazy, like, for just podcasters, like, thinking of, okay, I know certain states are opening back up, so studios may be opening back up because they're not, like, large event venues, but even figuring out how we're going to continue putting out quality through fucking the internet is hard because things just operate differently on Wi-Fi, especially because everyone is on their Wi-Fi. So I guess I'll share my story, and then we'll get into Kiki, because Kiki's story leads to another discussion. But for me, I want to shout out to Daniel Saint at NSFW. He reached out to me last minute, and I had the opportunity to host a virtual orgy, which is something we have talked about on here. And I just wanted to share with you how interesting it was. They had a DJ. I just want to paint the picture for you guys. I also want to shout out to...
How do you host it?
So this is, I'm about to paint the picture, bitch, because I ain't going to lie. I know you and I talked about doing it. Shout out to Daniel. It's a lot of fucking work. I'm not going to hold you. To host, like, to be on the back end producing it. But so as the host, I pretty much, like, drop the, hey, guys, welcome to the, you know, welcome to tonight. This is the DJ. The DJ was spinning while also had his girlfriend in lingerie, like, doing these crazy moves. But then literally by the middle of it, the DJ was fingering and fucking his girlfriend while playing tunes. Then me, as the host, I got everyone comfortable. So I would, like, we let enough people get into the room. So there was about 50 people total in the room, probably about 56 or 58, because there was at least about four couples. But then I just started with a game of truth or dare. So you had to raise your hand whether you were willing to be on camera, because at any given point, only four people could show on the camera. So,
it's like a lot of voyeurism.
Yeah, so it's a lot of watching, and you have to raise your hand to be shown to the crowd. But when you're shown to the crowd, you also know that at least 40 or 50 people are watching you. So here's what we got to watch. We watched a couple do wax play where the guy burned a candle and dropped wax onto her ass, and you saw her shake every time the wax fell onto her ass. We had one girl, shout out to Aqua Diva. I guess she's a dancer. She got on the pole. I was able to request a song. She took all of my Cash App money. It was only $17 of the balance left, but I still gave her that $17.
The balance.
It was the balance. I was giving her my Cash App dollars. Then we had another couple. Shout out to them because they are Horrible Decisions listeners. I'm not going to put their names out there, but Weezy and I actually met them at our very first live show in New York. So this couple ended up choosing Dare. I'll tell you, bitch, we're going to have to bring them on hold. I just got to ask their permission. But we got them on, and in the Dare, he had to go to the refrigerator and pick out a food to lick off of a body part on her. So, bitch, they had whipped cream. So he's licking whipped cream off. Then they kissed each other. And then also by the end, there was full-fledged fucking. So there was full-fledged sucking dick. A woman had a mask on, and all you saw was her sucking the fuck out of her nigga's dick. Then you just saw two or three couples total had sex on camera.
How black was it? How white
was it? So I would say it was mixed, because the stripper was black. The couple was, I would say, Indian and Latina. There was a guy there.
I would say
I don't want to.
They were a caramelized onion color.
They were brown. Like I said, the dancer was black with an afro. The couples that had sex, the three couples were white. And then there was another guy, I would say he was Middle Eastern. I had him strip and dance. So he was just letting his little dang-a-lang slang.
Oh, that's dope. So I think the good thing about Daniel, though, is he's said, even on our platform when he came on, that diversity was important to him.
I'm not going to lie. It was a super diverse, like, white shit. Like, for some reason, two of the couples were dealing with nipple clamps. I've never dealt with nipple clamps.
I don't like those.
And so I was just like, okay, this is the white person aspect of this shit, because...
But it's not. We are destigmatizing kinks for the black community.
Okay, well, bitch, are you out here playing with nipple clamps?
Kiki, what do you y'all play with nipple clamps? I've never had someone be like, hey, let me clamp your nipples. But if they did, I feel like I would like it.
Still.
I don't, because I don't like mine play with that much.
Yeah. I'd be like, here I go.
Bro, whole ass.
I've never had someone be like, hey, let me clamp your nipples.
Like, see, even when you say it. Wait, okay, so what is the black way to say, let me clamp your nipples.
Play with them titties.
See? Mm-hmm. No, that's the whole tip. That's the whole point.
That's the whole tip.
Okay, so Kiki, if
let me pick them titties.
Kiki, if you can share with us maybe a story that you have of sex, Kiki, during quarantine.
You got any stories?
I do. I have a few, actually. Because I said quarantine was okay, because quarantine wasn't gonna keep me down. Okay, so this was actually part of my cocktail, but I'll revisit it for you guys. So basically the other day I was really going through it. I was extremely horny. I was feeling upset. I text some friends who I thought could relate, and we were all agreeing that it's just too much. We were about to make bad decisions. We were like, you know, niggas gonna have to share.
Horrible decisions, bitch.
Yeah. I made some, and so did some other people anyway. So by the grace of God, or maybe it wasn't God, probably wasn't, but one of my fuck buddies calls me, right? Nice guy. I enjoy hanging out with him. He's funny as fuck, right? So he's like, well, what are y'all doing? Are you by yourself? I was like, no, my friend Drea has been here because we decided to be quarantine roommates because we just didn't know how long the shit was going to last and we was going to go crazy, right? So she's been here. He was like, right. Well, if y'all want, y'all can come over. So I know I'm not supposed to be leaving the house, but I did. So we leave and we go over there. And
I mean, at least you like left the house to just go to
right. And the last time I went to his house, he sprayed me with Lysol. He's always a very clean person. So I figured, you know, that's
probably very sweet of him.
The Lysol going to be what kill niggas. Niggas is really spraying their face and body parts.
He sprayed me through a door.
I can't believe that you giving pussy to a nigga that's Lysol in your ass.
Please. I wanted some dick and I got it. Okay. I'm not buying cats from the crackheads to cure my loneliness.
Don't do this. Don't
do this. I'm not doing that.
Shout out to Bodhi.
Maybe you wish you could be Lysol. Tell her.
So anyway, we go over there. We're hanging out and everything. And then somehow, I don't know what
somehow.
Oh, I remember. He sent me a text message. That's what started it. I don't think I said this on our show, but he sent me a text message. And he was like, take your panties off. I want to eat your pussy right now. So I was like,
that's sexy.
And I was about to, but then I was like, you know what? Let's go to the sauna first. So he was like, yeah, okay, we'll go to the sauna. So
and this is while you're at his house.
It's downstairs. Okay.
Okay.
So I was like, Dre, you want to come to the sauna?
Flex on us and our poor niggas who have
I
nothing.
I got no niggas.
But some sunlight coming out. Them niggas got heat. That's all I did.
Okay, so we go down there and he was like, let me get y'all some towels. So we just took all of our clothes off because it's like, it's gonna be hot in there anyway, right? Next thing I know, my foot,
he did,
and it was fine. But he starts massaging my feet. And then I look over, Drea has nothing on. She has taken the towel and wrapped it around her braids. And she's sitting up there posing, just titties out, pussy out, everything's out. So I was just like, okay, well, I think we're done in the sauna. So everything was out. So I think we're done in the sauna. Let's go to the shower. So I really like taking showers at his house. But every time I leave, I look crazy because I think I'm in a commercial and I want to wash my hair. So at this point, I had clip-ins in and they weren't even good quality clip-ins. But, you know, it's been a struggle because quarantine. So we're in the shower and I got in first, he gets in. And then Drea was like, she was looking like, can I come in? And so he was like, you're not going to come in. She was.
But she wasn't sure. Was she looking friend. Like she wasn't she sure if such, he was cool
she's
with
She's a
it?
Real one.
Like you might like square up with her.
Well, I'm not going to do that. But she was like, well, Kiki, do you mind? Can I? I was like,
we damn near live together.
The merrier. It's a very large space. So after a while.
Another humble flex. A very large shower.
I had to come back
shower.
To my regular ass shower. Right. I didn't want to come home. But anyway, so we're in there and like everybody's kissing. There's a lot of pussy licking. He bathed us too. I forgot about that part. And I'll skip some of the details, but we ended up in the bed.
That
but I feel like
sexy.
He couldn't really handle two women because I don't think that that was his original plan. It was just going to be me. So at one point.
He had dick for
one. Yeah, he had dick for one, not two. So at some point, he comes back with baby oil, and Dre was making all of these demands about who needs to pour what where and all this stuff. And it was just a great time. And then he woke us up in the morning, gave us the bed. Woke
Were
us
y'all
up
still
in-
greasy?
I was, okay. Yeah. But I like that baby
I really
oil
wanted
feeling.
To know that too.
It feels good. So anyway, he woke me up in the morning with breakfast. He cooked us a beautiful breakfast spread. We had waffles, chicken,
Tell him it
sausage,
was an Eggo. You said it was
bacon.
An Eggo waffle.
It was an Eggo waffle. That's still a waffle.
It is. But bitch, it wasn't homemade, ho. Oh.
Bitch, hold on. You ain't tell me this when you
it's
said the story.
You said it was
waffles.
I
didn't tell you a Belgian waffle.
Bitch, you said chicken.
And then I didn't know the waffle from Popeyes, was frozen. Okay, he cooked the chicken because it was really left over from the night before. But besides,
so he cooked.
Well, I guess that makes up for the box
for the
I
box
like
waffles.
Waffle every now and again,
it's all right. He had a sauna.
Okay.
I'm talking. We here. I am talking shit, and my nigga looks at me every morning like, "What you about to make?"
Okay.
So
look, I appreciate it. It was a
that
kind
nigga,
gesture.
That nigga could pop a tart.
Excellent customer service. 5 out of 5 stars. Highly recommend. He brought the hookah to the bedroom, which were hookah hoes, lots of types of hoes. But we had that. It was just a great time. And then we left, and we came back in a day.
Well, y'all, did y'all feel weird?
Mm-mm.
So I wanted to talk about that because real quick, if y'all don't know, I am currently in a group chat called Eskimo Fam, and we decided that because we are all friends, let's figure out if we have fucked the same nigga at any mm-hmm. point in time. So it's been determined that while a lot of us are Eskimo sisters, me and Kiki were not Eskimo sisters until she called me to tell me this story. And then we realized because of this story, we mm-hmm. now share a body. But it's not
it's
the nigga.
It's the Drea.
So Drea was supposed to be my girlfriend in the mix. And now I feel like I had to share her with Kiki. And I don't know how I feel because now I'm like, wait, I done came at Kiki like, so are y'all sleeping? Like, are y'all about to cuddle? Like, I really felt some type of way.
She did because she FaceTimed me the other day because we were in bed together, me and Drea. This is before anything happened. We had really just slept. And she's like, wait a minute, Drea in the bed next to you? What's going on? I was like, girl, calm down, relax. I only have one bed.
So just know. Hold on, but when you told the Drea story, well, you didn't say her name at
yeah,
the time,
I didn't share that.
But you were like, I really miss dick. I realize I can't be with a bitch because
I
need dick.
No, so
I
ain't gonna hold you. So when I had fucked Drea, me and her were even thinking Call. Of a nigga we could come to join us that night.
But every time, like, I get into a threesome, I get hot and bothered, but I really want to be penetrated. And when me and Drea fucked, bitch, I ain't have the strap. She ain't have, like, a full strap or nothing like that. So I was just like, damn, I really want to get fucked. But Drea was so much fun. So now that I know she done fucked you and one of your niggas, I done
and
told
she said
Drea
I
owe
her
me
one.
A threesome, bitch. Fuck the bullshit.
Y'all really got a whole sex
Oh, wait, you
got to
fuck
on.
One of her niggas
now. That's
what
I'm calling now. This now. It's a just
ring?
A motherfucking...
When are y'all going Medina? To join the club?
When are we?
You got to tag her
Who
in.
Hey, we both fuck white boys, Medina.
Let's get it. He needs to have a man bun. I'm ready anytime.
Right. No, I'm not going
to
lie.
Hold on, wait.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this is funny because I don't think a lot of niggas, like, I know a lot of guys maybe find out they're messing with the same girls and it's easier. And normally they think we're so emotional. And, like, literally we over here like, well, bitch, we fucked. And since you had a threesome, bitch, you owe me a threesome. And, bitch, I like my niggas got big dicks. You want to come fuck like my big dick nigga? Like, okay, not saying that your nigga don't have a big dick. Look, and Kiki's like, well, sis, you be dealing with gargantuans, so I don't want to fuck them big dick niggas.
I just know that after all of this talk about Eskimo sisters and you telling me the details about you and Drea, and then you, Mandy, sharing the story about you and Drea, when I went to sleep last night, I had a dream. I had a wet dream that me and Mandy were stuck in a desert, and for some reason, I was like falling into sand dunes and there was sand like falling over me, and then Mandy was behind me and she was pulling my legs and you started eating my pussy and we were drenched in sweat.
Wait, first of all, bitch, hold on.
And then I woke up and I was like, we were sweating, and I was like, why did I have this type of dream? It's the sauna. That's what made me
sweating. Had a dream that you were falling into sand dunes and I was so thirsty that I was trying to eat your
pussy. You were recording with Mandy and it was the sauna. That better be it, bitch.
What'd you say, Wendy?
I'm going to tell you right now. Me and Medina going to have sex one day. Let me tell you how I know. Because me and my nigga call Medina, right? And she's fucking lit. And no, she's asleep, lit.
Tell on her, right now. I want to know.
So this bitch is dead ass knocked out. She had no makeup on. This was not like she even had time. It was three rings. She had full on lingerie on. I was like, yeah, I just sleep like that. Oh my God. So he was like, damn, you look real good. She was like, y'all are crazy. And that's what bitches be saying before you fuck.
We're going to have really good sex, Easy.
Medina, Medina, she's adding her boyfriend in. So you ready for the threesome off rip or what?
I definitely feel like we have to all go to dinner first so I can see the vibe. I got a vibe with the
Weezy loves taking bitches to dinner.
But you know what? Hold on. But Medina knows I'm not tacky. So I would never, ever just be like, come over. No, I'm all about the energy and the vibe. And plus, you know, we all just gonna get lit, shrooms, drunk, whatever happens. I don't know. But I just know Medina will do it.
Energy. Kiki and Drea, I'm about to hit them with the I need your full names and birthday.
We're flying out.
Fly here and meet me here.
Mandy flying y'all out.
I love having
y'all getting flued out.
Got a sauna over there.
I have a question. Would Mandy and Kiki, would y'all ever have a threesome? You, Kiki, Mandy, and Drea. Would y'all ever have a three girl threesome, or do you need a nigga?
I need a nigga.
I feel like for that I would need
too
a nigga.
Much pussy. I need a nigga.
And I'm not going to lie, it's funny that Kiki even was talking about how Drea gives direction. Like, this is, bro, y'all know I'm normally the dom. Bitch, Drea dom the fuck out of me. She was telling me what to do. And I was like, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Like, Drea's very dominant in the bedroom. And so I feel like I need that masculine energy just in there somewhere so I can feel like I'm in control of something. Shit. Y'all think I'm a dom. Drea will tell you what the fuck to do.
Like what? Like, come over here and eat this pussy.
No, like she decides when we're changing positions.
You lay right here.
She would tell me if I needed to add fingers in. She's like, no, hit me right here. Or like she will tell you exactly what the fuck to do.
You're going to have to be the director.
That hoe was like, okay.
I'm good at, well, I let niggas direct, but I was just going to say, when Mandy said that, so I just did an episode with Kiki for their Patreon, and she literally said the same thing about Drea.
Oh, yeah, Drea's very, like, directive, bro.
She was like, she was bossing me around.
We weren't even fucking him anymore. She's still bossing him around. Go get me some ice cream. Go get me some more baby oil.
Come on, Spike Lee.
That's my threesome personality. Actually, you know what? My threesome personality, I'm very, like, if I'm not that into her, but I'm just into the energy, like, I'm probably the one who's more bossy. Mm-hmm. But when I'm into her, I like it to just be like me and the chick, and like the nigga has to like almost interrupt and then tell us what to do. I get super you know, kumbaya about it.
I just be doing everything to everybody.
I'm a box eater. I like 69ing and then a dick just goes in on one side. You don't know who's going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it was me.
I hate y'all so much. Anyways, I want to get into, we are going to do a double version of Vanilla Shit, and this is because we have a cocktail mashup. And something that you can expect when you listen to the Cocktails podcast is something that they do called Weird Sex. So for our Vanilla Shit, I decided to find something that was weird in the news, but also give you guys another thing about Vanilla Shit during the coronavirus. So for the first one, it says that a dad-to-be discovers that his pregnant wife is his half-sister, but they want to keep the baby. A man claims that that he and his pregnant wife have found out that they are actually brother and sister. A posting on Reddit, the man who was 24 from England claimed that the couple had been horrified to discover that they are actually half siblings after being together for 8 years. He wrote that he didn't want to reveal how they found out, but they added that they had confirmed that they were half siblings during a DNA test. He explained that only his wife's mom had admitted to him at a rough moment who her daughter's biological father was, and the pieces of the puzzle kind of fell into place. It's funny because I think I saw this conversation going around Twitter. I want to know, Weezy or Kiki or Medina, the person that you're currently fucking, Weezy, your boyfriend, Kiki, the person you just had a threesome, what would you do if you found out that biologically y'all was related?
Absolutely not.
First, tell nobody.
I would have a seizure.
You would tell them.
And second, break up.
Oh, you would break up?
This is too.
It's my brother.
Even if you're in love with him, how do we even move forward?
I mean, yeah, I want to have children.
Kids might come out fucked up.
Yeah.
Wait. Do you already? So I was going to say, I would break up with him because I want to have kids eventually. And I feel like the chances of, you know, something. I also, no, I'm good. But
we get what you were saying.
If we already had a kid and it was 8 years.
Well, no, they found it. So they've been married for 8 years and they're pregnant now. This is their first baby. And they just found out that they're brothers.
They've been married for
they've
eight
been
years.
Married.
Okay, well, you asked me about my nigga right
okay,
now.
Okay, so
I'm
yeah, I'm asking
it.
You about your nigga now. No, like, good. You really like him. If you found out that he was your brother by some mysterious way, maybe.
No, bitch, I'm not staying with him. What the
no?
You gonna stay?
I mean, I feel like if I really like somebody, like.
You gonna stay with your bro?
But my half bro, like my
yes,
daddy
was still a brother.
I mean, what if my daddy was a hoe and just was out here having 20
my
kids?
My daddy is a hoe.
Mine too.
And well, he probably does have many kids, too. But I'm not gonna get with my brother. And that's why I need to start asking niggas to take the ancestry DNA test so it'll just pop up and send me an alert.
And I'm telling you right now, if I found out that I was fucking my brother, I am gonna change my whole life around. I'm giving my life to God. I am you're gonna see a whole different Medina. Wait, everybody gonna be like, what happened to Medina?
So your life ain't to God what? Right now, bitch?
I ain't been baptized. Y'all don't judge me. I was
raised. It's going to go from cocktails to holy tales.
Holy tales. Shit. I'm going to change my whole life around. I would be like, wow, I'm really doing too much. I need to talk more and get to know niggas
I'm
better.
I'm really doing too much.
Oh, wow. So the second.
I'm embarrassed just to
really?
Hear.
I mean, I ain't going to hold you like.
But 8 years and I was pregnant. Okay.
And this is
but
like the love of my life. And then I just find out we only have siblings. Maybe, bro. Like, it's only half.
Mm-mm, I'm giving the baby. No.
Are you gonna tell your kids?
Mandy, are you naked?
What?
Are you naked?
No, I'm not naked. I got a little tube top.
Oh,
them titties. I got my
little.
Out.
Doesn't it seem
my little tube top? Bitch.
I feel like YouTube is gonna ban us.
No, they're not, bitch. These are shoulders, and if they ban us, then we have a class action lawsuit, sis. Because these are just shoulders. You are not going to discriminate against me because of my shoulders. Okay.
Your shoulder tits.
No,
see your shoulder.
There's no tits, bro. I barely have cleavage. This is like clee. This is clee with no vidge, okay?
The
vidge is at the bottom.
Yeah, the vidge is at the bottom. So I wanted to get into our double vanilla shit.
Okay.
Also, if you guys are just listening to us for the first time coming here from Cocktails, we have a segment called Vanilla Shit where we do sex in the news. Weezy found this one from Vice.com.
I love this one.
It says that. Do you want to read it, Weezy?
Yeah, I got it pulled up.
Go ahead.
I didn't know if you had it because you had the other one.
Yep.
By the way, y'all, I just want you to know that I am so concerned. Like, I'm known for interrupting on this show, and I'm sorry, but I get super excited. And I keep trying to look and hope that there's not a 1 or 2 second delay before everybody
no,
talks.
No,
like,
we're doing good right now.
I feel good. Okay. A California sex toy company just donated its medical fetish stock to hospitals. So as we all know, either, you know, we're down on masks and shields and gloves. So this company, XR is the name of it, Sex Toy Distributing, donated the face shields, the gloves that are actually used for anal play, for playing out role play, and the latex that you can put on to completely cover yourself, like, for surgery and shit. Now, they're not saying that, like, doctors have used this, but the main issue with it is, like, we all might be using the same mask.
Right.
However, in the hospitals, they need to be swapping them out constantly. So these people are donating that. And I guess if they run out of like hazmat suits and shit, then
I think it's hilarious because I think we probably have talked about this kink or fetish before, like kind of like the doctor play. So basically there's a whole fetish about wearing the mask, the latex, the gloves, and feeling like you're in the hospital and you get.
Just imagine though, like you're in the hospital, let's just say emergency room, because whatever, right? And then the doctor comes in and he's got on a mask and it's got a little red X at the bottom and you're like, huh, is it like a Blue Cross Red Shield? What's going on? What is that? What's that design, nigga? And then imagine if they come in with black gloves up to the elbow and you're just like, oh, this is kind of porny.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever been fingered with a glove on? Like a, like, okay, I haven't. It feels really good. I don't.
Can you please share that?
Why a glove?
Can you share how you got fingered with a glove? Well, no.
That, you didn't get mad at him? What is this?
You gotta share the story, bitch.
It was a woman.
Share the story.
And so I met this girl. I told this story a long time ago. I think I on cocktails, but I had left out a large portion of it. When I moved to Miami, I didn't know anybody. I was horny as shit. So I got on Craigslist. And you know how you can look for sex and like pay for sex on Craigslist? Do you remember when I told this story? Mm-hmm. I was that desperate. So I met a girl who was a stripper and she was like selling her pussy and I was not gonna pay for it. So she was like, well, send me some real pictures of you and send me a video so I know you're real. And if you're actually this pretty, yeah. But they weren't the dusty kind. It can't have the dust on them. Do you, you know,
the
you
powder.
Take your,
bitch, that means you got.
Should I get the dishwashing
gloves?
I was
about to say,
ones?
she got fucked with dishwashing gloves, so.
I got the dishwasher.
Yes!
They got a stick
over here like, ready when you are, Medina.
So I went and I met her. I sent her the pictures and the videos and shit. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, okay, you're really pretty. I won't charge you. I was like, all right, cool. So I went to go meet up with her. I thought I was going to die. I literally was like, if something happens to me, could you just imagine like someone calling your mom and telling them the story of you going to meet somebody for sex and you got killed or robbed or something?
Exactly.
You're going to be embarrassed.
Actually,
well, that's
could.
Not what happened.
My
I
mom
walked
would
in.
Believe it.
Yep.
My mom would be like, what?
I'm not going to lie. I'm
it
not going to lie. The flute out or the meeting a stranger off a dating app and that's how I die, I don't think it would come as a surprise to anybody that knows me. Not going to lie.
Damn. I'm going to be like,
my mama
Mandy
would be like,
died.
What the fuck?
Where was she at? Oklahoma?
I knew
what
that
was
nigga.
She doing? Check her.
Why do y'all keep
do?
Bringing Oklahoma. Up Oklahoma? I'd be so mad.
I don't know.
Oklahoma is like a state that keeps getting brought up. But yeah, bro, if I just mysteriously die in like Utah, Jazz, Portland, Trailblazers, Broncos.
You
Denver,
was out there fucking.
Broncos. Niggas know why I was in those random ass fucking cities. So, okay.
Exactly.
So wait, back to you, Medina.
Long story short, I get to her hotel. I check it out because I'm not a dumb bitch. I'm kind of dumb, but I'm not dumb. So I go into the bathroom. I check the shower, make sure ain't no niggas gonna jump out and rob me. Check the closets under the bed, all that shit. We're laying on the bed. We just start kissing. We go right into it. I was horny as shit. She goes, have you ever been fingered with gloves on? And I was like, no. She was like, can I do it to you? I was like, sure. Maybe she was really planning on killing me. I don't know what happened, but she put a glove on, snapped it on her wrist, and started fingering
me. Oh, no.
She was just
a real sex worker. She was protected.
It was very sexy. Like, it was really sexy, and it felt really good. Like, I would do it all over again.
Look, I think all of us are looking.
I would do it all over again.
Wait, all of us are just like, so getting fingered with a glove felt. Amazing.
And it has to be a black glove so you can see like all of the juices. And then she like licked it off. It was really sexy.
And then she licked it off.
And then she licked it off.
I don't know why, but once I found out the glove was black, I was in.
Yeah. It was a black glove.
Because like imagine, you know, like if you getting creamy and shit. Ooh.
Yeah. She let it get real juicy.
Fun.
I was like, all right, me.
Well.
I'm into the Amen.
You nasty as hell. You on Craigslist, fucking Craigslist killers. With black gloves.
Yo, honestly, I've heard so many Craigslist stories. Shout out to one of my great friends. I don't even want to say her name because she gets so embarrassed at this story. But I went to her birthday party like 2 years ago. And she was like, oh my God, this is my longest friend. We've been friends for 9 years. I'm like, how'd you guys meet? And they both get weird. And I'm like, I know she ain't fucker. Uh-huh. So the next week or something, she's like, I didn't say anything because like, I really wanted to go out one night, and mind you, she's black. This ain't some white girl shit. She's like, I really wanted to go out one night, and I just put a post out, and we went dancing, and we met on Craigslist, and now we're friends 9 years later.
It's so weird because there is, like, a friends space in Craigslist, yeah, too. Like, yeah. So you can meet people for sex. You can meet people, bitch, because I'm not going to.
Well, I don't think you could do sex anymore.
No,
right?
Not anymore, but I know, like, I found a lot of my hair girls on Craigslist. I found a lot of
it's a risk
on Craigslist.
But it's worth it.
It is a risk. It is a risk. But yeah, like Craigslist has the tea. But to find a friend on Craigslist, to find a bitch on Craigslist, how desperate?
Well,
I ain't gonna hold you.
That's
how?
What she said it was.
My motherfucking ass was desperate.
Can I be honest with y'all? Not that desperate.
You don't think that's desperate?
Maybe. Okay, let me tell you why. When we were in Puerto Rico, the first time that we went on vacation together, right? So this was one of the times where we just didn't take someone home, but we were like fucking lit. It's like 7 a.m. We feeling nasty. Bitch, this Adderall I had is running through me. I'm like, damn, let's fuck somebody. He's like, oh, damn, where are we going to find him? I'm like, I don't know. So I hit up one of my homegirls who I know is a hoe. And I'm like, yo, you know any bitches in Puerto Rico? She's like, yeah, let me see how much. So she don't fucking hit me back. So I'm like, can we go on Craigslist? Like, how do you look for a bitch? So we on Eros, nigga, we fell asleep looking for bitches. He was like,
be like that
Maria,
sometimes. Man. It be like that.
You would, hey, you so would say Maria. Why
people
that,
wrote
why Maria
back.
Had to be your first name, though?
Because I am trying to not say a name that doesn't relate to the culture. I am trying to be of the culture. So if I'm talking about Puerto Rico, maybe, for example, if I talked about Atlanta, I would say Rashida.
Don't do this. Wait. What's a New York name or a Florida name since you went to Rashida for Georgia, ho?
Oh, a Florida.
That's Maria
name.
Again. Or Juan Carlos.
I'm gonna go with Aquita.
From
I had
Miami.
A lot of Quita
there
friends.
Is a lot of Quitas. I ain't gonna hold
I had a lot of Nikita friends. And New York names, I don't really know.
New York, I just feel like Jessica, because that takes up all of the ethnic, like the Dominicans, the Puerto Ricans. I feel like there's a Jessica or Jessica and everything.
White Jessica.
There's
true.
White
I'm
Jessica.
I'm just stuck on when you said you hit your friend up and you knew she was a hoe. And I just wonder if I've ever been hit up. And they're like, hit up Medina, she a hoe.
That's what I was thinking about too.
You're that girl.
No, yep. No. She's a professional hoe.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You know, actually, to be honest with you, I've hit up Allie XX. We've had her on the show when I was like out somewhere. I think I was in Miami. I was like, yo, like, what's up? Like, because I didn't really want to like court a bitch. And I wasn't in the mood for that kind of sex with a woman. Like, I wanted something more raw and rough and, like, come through the hotel room and let's fuck. So I wanted to pay. Hit up Allie. But the other girl I know that's a hoe, she gave me some numbers. And it's funny because we woke up at 4 p.m. and they're like, do you still want us to come?
I'm not going to lie.
No,
Medina,
we're finished.
Kiki, like,
we're hoes.
Shit, Weezy, me. I think at one point we were hit up as the hoe friends. I ain't even going. I know for a certain fact, for the last decade, I'm everyone's hoe friend. That they be like, my boyfriend, I don't know if he, like, once they get boyfriends, I know that I'm the hoe friend because I'm the friend they niggas don't want them to be around. So I already know what it is.
It happens.
Even if I'm not the paid hoe friend, I'm the hoe friend where they're like, nope, I don't want you hanging with her no more. But anyways,
I feel like I'm a good hoe. Like, I feel like niggas be like, I know you ain't shit, but like, just don't put that shit on my girl. Be like, no, I respect your unity.
I was about to say, like, I'm a hoe, but I got degrees. I'm gonna make sure your girlfriend getting some money, like, or something. No.
Whether we fuck a nigga or not.
No shit. Anyways, I wanted to get into our next segment. Our next segment is called Hors d'oeuvre. So during this segment, we give sex tips. And this one I found, which ironically I found before coming across one of our home mails, which I'm going to tie into. And then I want to ask you guys if you've ever done it before you give sex tips. So the sex tip or the hors d'oeuvre for this episode is dry humping. So dry humping might be thought of as an awkward teen activity from high school days, but as many people find, dry humping as an adult actually slaps, ho. The stimulation is on point and it's not too direct in case you have an overly sensitive clitoris, and the hotness of keeping your clothes on and still pawing at each other is a mental turn on too. I guess before I get into one of our listeners' stories about dry humping, which she's actually calling it a fetish, I wanted to know if Weezy, Medina, or Kiki, any of you guys were into dry humping.
You know, it sounds like a childish game. And I used to do it when I was a kid. When me and my friends would play boyfriend and girlfriend, we would always hump each other. But even house. Well, we called it boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, I called it house. But I called it house.
I, even to this day, I love a good foreplay. And I love humping a knee. I love humping anything for real. Even when I go to sleep by myself, I have a boyfriend pillow. I be humping my pillow. It feels good.
I would hump my pillow.
I will hump a knee. Like, not like a fast
that
kind
of feels good. You just...
Is your clit super sensitive?
I think it's become super sensitive because, like, when I use my vibrator, I naturally start on level 6 or 8. I don't gradually get to the high levels. I just start on the high level. So,
because mine is, and I feel like that's why I like humping, because I don't even need the actual friction. I mean, it just needs to be like,
gotten to the point where I can come without, like, I don't even need you to penetrate me. Like, I can hump and come.
With a man there?
I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like I get a little hot just by, like, rubbing up on a man. I don't say I would do humping, but like if we're out in public, if I just stand, and you know, most of the niggas, they waist come up to my face, so I'm really like rubbing with their thighs, my pussy on their thighs, but like I'll like glide it over them, and that makes, I think, just the body contact actually turns me on, you know what I mean? Do you like humping, Kiki?
No, I don't. want to have the dick inside of me or some fingers. I want body parts to touch without the clothes. I don't just want to be rubbing. It's going to cost. I'm too old for that.
I love it. It's not like a fast hump.
How long do y'all be humping for? Like 10 minutes?
Yeah, it's not a fast hump.
Bro, I literally did it Saturday. Like I was ovulating and he was working on some just side project he has going on. And I just came up to him and I was like, I know you don't want to fuck me because you just fucked me. And he was like, chill, like you're good. Like, of course, I always want to fuck you. He's like, just give me a minute. I was like, okay. So I just told him to like relax with his laptop on his stomach and keep working. And I was just humping that nigga. And I was like, I'll still fuck you though.
Oh.
I like humping. I'm not going to lie. Humping is cool. So I wanted to share this. I'm not going to share her name, but real quick. And this falls into kind of our whole confession that we normally do at the end, but it tied into this hors d'oeuvre. So I wanted to share it. They refer to the fetish as a dry hump. She says, "Hi, Mandy and Weezy. I'm a big fan of the show and thank you so much for continuing podcasting during COVID. It makes a difference for my anxious ass and keeps Monday my favorite day of the week. I am writing in to share a fetish that I'm wondering if you have spoken about on your show. I would be happy to talk about it, but side note, here it goes. I'm a queer woman and I rarely sleep with men. I prefer women for mostly everything as far as anything pertaining to interpersonal intimate relationships. However, when I want to quench my dry humping thirst, I prefer a man in the equation. It's very frustrating, however, because I'm rather masculine and I don't really prospect men, generally speaking, and rely on porn. Also, sex with men feels more like using a toy for me, so I have to be transparent about that with potential male partners. However, most seem to care about feelings involved, etc., and I don't like the idea of being my toy. Definitely humbly broke stereotypes of me. So I end up having to recycle the same porn all the time, and it's getting to the point where I'll replay a few seconds in a sex scene when the guy's bulge is still in his pants, hard as fuck, and a girl is rubbing it. I also love grinding with men on occasion. I love the sensation of them getting hard on me. A part of it definitely pertains to the idea that I'm turning them on, and I'm also a top, so I feel a sense of control." And she gets into this feeling, and I guess it's interesting because I have the idea that maybe she's more dominant or stud projecting. Maybe she could be a femme lesbian as well.
I mean, humping is scissoring.
It is, but she said that she really only likes to hump with men. And she said that I think she gets turned on by feeling them get harder in their clothes, even though she doesn't want to go forward with penetration with the guy.
I don't think that's weird. It's like she's attracted to the penis being there. She just doesn't want it in her. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense.
I actually don't like scissoring. Like, I like humping, I've scissored before, and I don't like it. I'm like, we're just both, like, grinding our vaginas, and I'll be like, I don't get it.
You gotta get it when it's good. You gotta get like
yeah.
Okay, wait. So maybe wait. So I was about to say, well, we're on a hors d'oeuvre tip. Before we get to where both of you guys drop your sex tips, uh-huh. before we get into the horrible decision, Weezy, do you have a scissoring tip for Medina to where she may enjoy scissoring more?
Just wetness. Like you have to make sure it's like low key, like lathered. Like if your spit is lathered up in the pussy enough, like you're gliding better. Because the thing about scissoring is that friction isn't always the best thing. Mm. Like I think with sex with a man, sometimes friction could be good. Like condoms can be too wet and you may not feel enough. But with scissoring, I think because you have more room, like it can get on your thigh, it can get messy. Like just lubing it up is good. I'm curious to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have any sex tips?
Do we have any sex tips? I would say stretch, because let me tell y'all, one time I had to invest in a chiropractor for about a year because I got sciatica after I was fucking this one nigga in Houston. And I mean, I don't regret it. Would I do it again? I have.
Wait, a nigga made you get what is so it? You said sciatica.
So it's like a nerve in your back that ends up getting. It's a nerve in your back and it ends up getting pinched or something like that and shit is just out of whack. But it feels like a shoot.
He really broke your back, bitch.
And I thank him for it all the time. But it sends a shooting pain down like your back and it went all the way down to my ankle. I was walking funny.
I have it right now. Look. Dude, y'all haven't seen me adjusting.
I didn't know what you were
my
doing.
My back is killing me. What if I got sciatica? I feel like
you
Web
might
MD,
have it, girl.
Bitch.
I diagnosed my.
So basically, I got sciatica or cancer.
I hope not cancer. But yeah, definitely stretch. Drink lots of water beforehand so you can be extra juicy.
So my sex tip is, and this is, a lot of y'all are going to hear this and be like, no, fuck no. I really like, you know, booty play. And if you don't want to let, like,
same
I
sis.
Love it. And I just want everyone to know that, like, if you don't want a dick in your ass, lately there was a married couple that I was fucking with, and her husband loved, like, she wouldn't let him do it, but I would let him do it. He loved, like, putting his finger so deep in my ass to where, like, I literally felt like I could come in, felt like I could feel it coming up out of my mouth. Like, he put it so deep in there, and it didn't hurt because it's a finger. It's not like a dick. And it was the sexiest thing. It made my pussy so wet, like, literally dripping wet, and he would just like tease me like, oh, booty hole. Like, it is such a great sex tip to get things started. Now, every now and again, you
did
might get a little.
Did he say those words?
Did he say booty hole?
He definitely will.
He didn't say booty hole. But
he said, what about poop?
Sometimes he would get some shit on his fingers, but you just, you know, keep a little wet wipe on the side so you can wipe it off and then start the sex. It is incredible.
Can I just tell y'all? Y'all don't know, but Medina's nickname is Maduna because... I think she really like has scat, like scat is a fetish for her, but she hasn't admitted to it.
She just doesn't realize
because
it.
I really think that she really enjoys shit being around.
Do you not have gay male friends?
Maduduna.
Really,
I do.
I really don't.
You need them to teach you about your asshole because they might get it. You can stop that.
I told her, like, when I have niggas play with my ass, I feel like there's not shit everywhere. But I think Medina low-key likes to see the shit, so I don't think she's going to try to get rid of the shit.
Maybe it makes you feel like, look, you got so fucking deep. You
made
me
shit. I'm not going to lie. The nastier that sex is, the more, like, intrigued I get by the experience that we're about to have. So...
You nasty.
Are you into golden showers?
I am. Like, I can't do the golden shower. I've tried, but my body won't let me pee on someone. But I like to get peed on. Not an all the time thing, but if you want to do it, I'll be like, come on, Nikki, don't get it in my hair. Don't get it in my hair.
So if you like that, I get it. Because it's messiness.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but she be liking shit, bro. She be liking shit, bro.
Don't be telling your listeners that. I do not like shit.
Hold on. Where have you been peed specifically as far as on your body and the place? Were you at their house, hotel?
I was at his house. And he peed on, like, I told him, don't go above the collarbone. But of course, a little bit splatters.
Right here.
Of course, a little bit splatters on your lip. But I was like, okay, cool. But he stood over me on the bed and he peed and he, like, just pissed and it got all over the bed and stuff. And then it was really sexy. Like, it was really.
Wait, on the bed?
Did y'all start fucking after?
On the bed, huh?
Wait, did y'all start
we
fucking
did.
After
we definitely
while you were still
wet? I smelled like pee for a couple of days, but.
That is so gross.
It was in
Medina.
Your hair. I have never
what?
Let nobody pee on me.
I don't know
me.
If it's her voice, but I'm like, this is not that
right.
Bad.
No, it's
because she's trying to put that smiley voice. She's making
it sound so innocent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then he peed on me, and I smelled like a bum for 3 weeks. But it's okay, because it was fun.
You guys, just try it.
I peed on somebody. That was fun. No. But I don't want to be peed on.
I peed on somebody, too, but my pussy wouldn't, like, mentally... It took a while. Like, I had to go rush.
The mental of her vagina. Yeah, vagina's brain.
Seriously, I had to go run and sit over the toilet. Feel like, okay, I'm sitting over a toilet. Then when it was ready to come out, I had to hold it and run back to the shower to piss on him. That shit was hard.
Sounds like it. Let I didn't have to do all that.
So I had a peeing conversation recently because... I think we were around. Ooh, no,
y'all
we were
getting
talking to
real nasty like, now. Nah. Y'all said, no, Weezy said, we can't do threesomes, golden showers it is.
Actually, that's a good point. Nah, somebody was like, what episode should I start with? So I said, do one of the top 10s. And then when we hung up, I said, yo, I just realized the top 10 is the one where me and Mandy made this bet about who we get shit on, who we get pissed on, da-da-da. I think I might have said this a little bit in the last episode, but he was like, so what do you mean, like, you need to get paid this much to get peed on? I was like, well, not if it was you, but, like, still. And the nigga was like, you would let me pee on you? And I'm like, no, I wouldn't. And he was like, what about below the neck? I'm like, maybe.
Look.
But now, suddenly, I've been like, at what point will we start doing shit like this? So then I brought it up, like, a day later, right? I'm like, have you ever peed on a bitch? She's like, in the shower, but, like, it was, like, a jokey thing. I was like, right, but, like, a sex thing.
Wait, how do you jokingly pee on somebody, bro?
In the shower, and it's just like, oh, I'm gonna pee on you, and they get let a little bit out, and you're in the shower though, so you're not mad.
Yeah, niggas are y'all fucking.
Medina,
guys, I don't think you understand. I like having nasty sex. Like,
we understand now. Yeah. We didn't understand. We understand,
bro. But a nigga, wait, no,
we understood. No, 5
but
seconds.
A nigga is not jokingly peeing on
your
feet
in the shower.
Yes, they are.
Or in the toilet. You never sat on the toilet and then he comes and starts peeing in the toilet too.
So that I had done, but we were drunk.
See?
So
yeah, but it's
funny. I just shared this with on the episode with Corey B. He wanted me to piss on him, and we never discussed him pissing on me because it wasn't what he wanted. He just wanted me to pee on him. But when we got in from the club, bitch, I was taking a piss in the toilet on a night that we decided I wasn't going to piss on him. And, bro, he came and started pissing.
See?
And it went down my titties into the toilet.
Oh.
And I didn't like it. I wasn't here for it. No.
That's why you were smelling pissy for days, like a kindergartner. She had it all in the pores.
She seeped it in.
Wait, Kiki. Kiki said I you smelled like a kindergartner
childhood.
Bitch.
I used to pee in the bed. I used to pee in the bed for a very long time. So maybe I'm just accustomed to the smell.
Maybe it's nostalgic to you.
Yeah.
I am.
Maybe I'm
weak.
Accustomed.
I'm weak. Anyways, before we get into the horrible decision. Oh, wait. You both dropped your sex tips. So we are going to get into the horrible decision. And guys, the horrible decision for this week kind of brings, I guess, our platforms to tenfold. I mean, Cocktails has been out, I would say, 3.5-4 years, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Kiki? And we just extended our 3-year anniversary. And
what do you mean we extended it?
Oh, I guess we reached it. Bitch, I just feel like I'm using big words. So, okay, extended wasn't right.
We just extended our anniversary because we was going to be done with each other. But we was like,
in real life, we kept going. But we reached our 3-year anniversary in March, so last month, and I wanted to kind of have the conversation about Black women, especially today, taking hold of your sexual empowerment, women empowerment, and kind of how the podcast has affected how we view sex and how it's kind of interrupted or helped our dating. And so I guess I want to start with you guys. The first question to you guys, again, your podcast is very similar to Horrible Decisions. Has your podcast affected you negatively at all in terms of the partners or dating that you guys have had over the past couple of years?
I would say, yeah.
Absolutely.
Whenever I meet someone new and they know about the show or they find out about the show, because everybody wants to follow everybody on Instagram and all of that, but whenever I meet them and they know about it, I feel like they're either trying to prove something or I don't know. Like, they're trying to prove something. They just start acting weird. I don't like it.
It has Medina? Absolutely had some negative effects. It's gotten to the point now where if I meet somebody new, I would like to not share my Instagram. If people are really heavy on like wanting to know my Instagram, I honestly don't want to move further because I just don't, it's not that big. Let's get to know each other. I sometimes don't know if people want to fuck with me because of the show and you want to be talked about, or if you really want to fuck with me. I also feel like there are some men that I've met and they just feel like I am like right off the bat a whore.
Oh yeah, that too.
And I am sometimes like, well, you don't understand. Like some of the stories that I tell, I reach back. Some of the stuff is not always current. And I might not express that in the episode. I might just tell it like it is current, but it might be from fucking high school or college or something. Like I have never been like, I feel like I'm having a dry spell.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, because of cocktails. And I think that's why. But in that same sentence, I will say that I do let men know when they bring up an issue about it. You can't think that you're going to come into my life and something that we're finally starting to get some friction on, and we're finally starting to like make our name in this podcast world. You can't possibly think you're going to come in and think I'm a change, like who I am or what I talk about. It's not, I'm not just cocktails. There's a whole other part. There's Medina Ali and there's Medina Monroe. And so I look at it like that's just not fair.
And Weezy and I have talked about that over the years, like meeting new people, being on dates. Of course, Weezy and I started in the corporate space. So I know I had a hard time identifying, am I a podcaster or am I an accountant? Mm. And what I wanted to even portray on my social media, am I portraying that I'm a graduate with 2 bachelor's degrees who's now a public accountant, or am I portraying this media personality? And especially, I mean, shit, you talked about people thinking y'all are whores. It's in our name. So now as soon as I meet someone, oh, what do you do? Well, just type in whore. We pop up. And it's just like, shit, like whore is even in the title of this show. And although we've wanted to reclaim what we identify as what a whore even is in terms of dating or meeting people new, of course, wanting to go further with it, it's kind of difficult having that conversation about what Weezy and I talk about.
I just had a conversation with Kiki. Well, it was only an hour ago, so it's fresh, but on their Patreon episode where she said to me, like, what do you think your Instagram makes you look like? And Kiki told me that she thinks it makes me look fun or whatever. And she asked me if there was any misconceptions of it. And I told her that I think for a while, I was conflicted. I think this is maybe a year ago on like, should I make more depth to Weezy? Should I put more depth in there? But I think that at the end of the day, I use Instagram now mainly not to connect with friends like I did when I first used Instagram. Instagram for me was something that was, oh, I want to post pictures of my travels and see what my friends are doing and blah, 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 blah. Now, I know that Instagram is a platform for my business, whether that be Weezy the brand or Horrible Decisions, period. So with that said, do I give a fuck if people think Weezy is doing shit all day, like writing or in school or whatever, or in tech or doing engineering shit? I don't really care, because no one cares about that content from Weezy, and that's perfectly okay. I think that the only issue that comes into play is when people look at your Instagram that are wanting to date you and only view that. But that's kind of why I've liked dating people that are almost in the industry a little bit, because they realize like, oh shit, there could be a little bit more to this bitch because this is just your brand. But I mean, no, it even happened to me with Old Bay. He says to me all the time, like, I had no idea this was who you are. Like when I looked at your Instagram, I thought we were just gonna fuck and it would be fun. And that's common for most men, I'm sure, that fuck with us at first before they give a fuck about
us. I guess that leads into my next question, I guess, for everybody. Has there been anything that you shared on the podcast that you regret? Specifically, as it pertains to maybe your sexual exploration journey or... You know what you've done sexually.
We're sharing AirPods. The question was, has there been anything that we've shared on the podcast specifically about sex that we wish we wouldn't have or that we regret?
Oh, fuck yes. Like, and it's crazy because like, and Kiki knows this, That's my personality. I always, there have been more times than not that I've been like, fuck, I'll re-listen to the episode and be like, why the fuck did I say that? Why did I do that? Like, that's just, I always overshare. I meet new friends and I be talking a whole lot. I'll just say some shit and be like, why did I tell her that? And it's just because I really do like talking. And I really do want people to know, whether it's on the show or people in my real life, I like when people know how I really am. I when I talk to my mom about things that I've done, whether it be drugs or sex, I like knowing that my mom knows who I am. I never want her to be like, my child would never do that, because your child would do that. And so I sometimes overshare. I remember when Kiki and I, when I first came on Cocktails, and I always share this because I really could not let it go for like a week. And we did that photo shoot. Remember, we were in the car, in my car on Peter Street, and I had talked about a producer that I had fucked, and I said his name, and I was talking all this shit. I was real about it. And I was like, we got to delete it. Because we didn't bleep his name or anything. I was real about it. Like, I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Wait, all y'all had to do was bleep the name after.
But I was about it. She had asked me before.
I was editing the episode. I was like, hey, by the way, remember you said, maybe don't, but you said somebody's name. Do you want me to take it out? Is it good? She was like, no, leave it in there. So I was like, well, maybe it's just less work.
As time went by, even now, I ran into this nigga. I went to go pick up some to-go food at a bar during quarantine. I saw him. I was with another dude. And he probably never even heard the episode. But the fact that I just like broadcasted it, and I was like, fuck. Like, I be fucking niggas, but nobody ever know who I'm fucking. And I just like, it wasn't even that I was embarrassed. It was just that like, I just gave you that clout. Like, sometimes I'm like, he's a whack ass nigga. And I hate when like there's a whack ass nigga that can be like, yeah, I fucked her. I was so fucking embarrassed that I did it. To this day, I'd be like, why did I do that?
I don't know why you did that.
I ain't even gonna hold you with the quarantine. I got niggas coming up from the past.
A lot.
Like, trying to reminisce. And I'm like, okay, calm down. We fucked a decade ago. Can you not make it present day that I fucked you?
I'm texting everybody. And Weezy gave me some good sexting tips, so I'm gonna put those into play later after I have 3 more glasses of wine.
What you mean, you niggas? You about to start hitting up all your old dingling?
Bitch, I already started. That's what I've been doing all this time.
Start?
No.
What do you mean we're going there? We already went.
Wait, but why are you hitting up?
Because I'm horny.
Old
I'm
dick.
Why?
But you want old dick. You
don't feel like I would fuck again.
That nigga's in the past for a reason.
Crazy, okay. And nappy. Well, my booty hole is nappy.
Girl, no, because I can shave myself.
Oh, you normally
wax? I have a wax pass, and I can't use it right now.
Okay, but
I have a wax.
So what you do is when you stand in the shower, right, and you put your leg up on the edge of the tub, and then you just. I mean, I don't know what how thick your booty is in the back, but sometimes you gotta spread the one butt cheek, and you gotta take a little razor and go in there and shave the little booty hair.
I will say, shaving is nothing compared to if you're really used to waxing. But bitch, you can get your pussy back.
Yeah, like,
cause that shit pulled from the root, bitch. I have new pussies. Takes off, niggas.
I said I have a lot of hair right now. Actually, I think a hair got caught in this nigga's mouth.
Wait, you just had a threesome with a hairy pussy?
Andrea had hairy pussies.
Well,
so I ain't even gonna hold you. Before me and Drea fucked, she went and narrowed down.
Really,
she was
hairy.
Like, one moment. She said, one minute, bitch. I had to wait 15 minutes for Drea.
I hate the narrative.
I hate it too. But I was like, you know what? We gonna work through this. It's fine, because her pussy was still good. So, but I had to wait 15 minutes for her to get the hair up off her pussy. She was like, wait.
Did y'all getting whatever pussy I brought?
First of all, Mandy always says, hold on. That you fuck your friends when you're drunk.
Oh, we was drunk. They was doing a hookah.
And she did a wax while drunk. Literally, she did nair while drunk.
Wait, not even drunk. They was drunk off the hookah. We had ordered pizza and wings
drunk
that
off
night.
The
no.
Drunk
so
off
we
the-
did do wine, but they was on the hookah. Lex and Drea were on the hookah. Lex was not here for me fucking Drea that night either. We ain't even going to talk about that. Lex was mad.
She
but
told us.
Why was she mad?
Lex was pissed. Lex left the next morning and slammed the door. Like, I'm fed up with both of you bitches. Then she made it seem like I like what is it, pounced on fucking Drea. Like, she made it seem like I planned to do it. Did I you? Was like, bitch, we just got drunk and they did the hookah. And then I was like,
she keeps acting like the hookah is a drug.
It's drug acid.
Because I don't do hookahs, but like, they was lit. We was all lit. And next thing you know, me and Drea was... It was fun.
Mm-hmm. That is fun. Girl, okay. Sex is so much fun and pretty.
It is pretty. And the sounds are just so much hotter. Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all just go ahead and fuck the, as soon as it's lifted. All right, as soon as it's lifted.
As soon as.
Lift your leg with the band.
As soon as the world opens back up.
As soon as I get a wax. So.
Box eater.
All right. Let's get into our whole motherfucking meal. Is this that Sexsomnia?
Yeah, well, I actually picked a different one because why not?
You weren't fucking with her?
I mean, I was, but I feel like we can do that another time. I mean, do you want to read the Sexsomnia email? I forwarded it, but I found another one.
No, she wilding. That shit long as hell.
It is long. That's why I was like, oh, bitch, let me find a little shorter one. So this one is...
We're going to do it. We're going to do it soon, sis.
All right. So this one comes from one of our listeners. Hi, ladies. I'm a huge fan of the show and cannot wait for the LA show. Bitch, whenever they allow us to have that shit. So let's get right to the point. I've been with my boyfriend since 2015, and we broke up for a year, and both of us moved on with different people. Somehow, we reconnected and started talking about what we have been up to and the people we were seeing. He disclosed that he hadn't had sex with anyone, but I was upfront and honest that I had and mentioned that I had had sex with one dude. In reality, it was three, and I was in a platonic situationship. The girl he was seeing was a lot younger than him, even me. He is 32 and I am 24. Old girl was about 5 months younger than me. They went on two trips, and he has never done that with me, but really nothing I'm hurt over. Bitch, you hurt over it because you mentioned and he done took this hoe on a trip and not you. Bitch, you hurt. Anyways, but realizing his bare minimum effort to plan anything as fun as trips or romantic dates, I have decided to not give up the box because he does not deserve it. I did talk to him about this and have not even tried to give him a straight answer about it. I realize I am just quite used... I'm just quite used to his company, but also considering he's in a whole nother state, I do not want to give this pussy whenever I do go to see him during this pandemic. I refuse to sit at an airport. I can also drive, but again, I ain't trying to do more than what he does. Bitch, how you gonna say you not mad about these trips, but you just spent four sentences about how he not putting in effort? But okay. I'm starting to think that I'd rather release urges with dudes from my past. Okay, hint, hint, Kiki. And just keep him by my side because emotional cords and longevity. We have amazing sex and he is someone I actually really enjoy being intimate with. So my question is, do you think it is possible to be in a quote unquote monogamous relationship while also being celibate? Should I even disclose to him of the major decision I have came to or just act like I'm not trying to have sex? Sex is a sacred practice to me, so I feel people who do not show with actions that they really do fuck with me do not deserve the box. I would love to hear what you ladies think. Sincerely, an emotionally attached hoe to a half-assed energy nigga. So basically, she's feeling like she's not getting the energy she wants from this person who she does enjoy intimacy with. However, she has chosen to be celibate until she's in a monogamous relationship with somebody.
So she has had sex with him before.
She has had sex with, this is her ex.
She's
do you think it's,
you this gotta is a very mani-
this is a
away.
This is a very manipulative it thing
is.
That she's doing.
I feel like it is,
you're
right?
You trying to hold the pussy out. You try to throw all those other words in there to say that you holding out on pussy.
And I really truly don't like shitting on women like that, especially when they want to make a choice like celibacy, which is a big deal, right. And we should all respect. And I actually think you could be in a relationship while celibate. Because, I mean, that's how people that are, you know, religious or go through cleanses.
My sister did it.
I have a friend who was an alcoholic and needed to refrain from sex from his wife for a little bit because he felt like that was taking place of the alcohol. Mm-hmm. He's like, now all I want to do is fuck because I don't drink. Mm-hmm. He's like, so I want to cut out both. And she was great with it, right? But now you're saying until I'm in a monogamous relationship. So I don't want to fuck till I have a boyfriend is really what you're saying. But you're saying it to a nigga that you've already fucked. So now you're trying to use your pussy to keep him. And that will never work.
Right. But not only that, the fact that you're saying all it in the body of the email, you talked about how you feel like the reason you don't want to fuck him is because he's not showing effort to you. And the fact that, you know, he
so
gave...
now you just want to not fuck because he's not showing effort. That's just, yeah, it's childish.
I agree.
I mean, I get it if you don't want to fuck because somebody's not showing you effort, but then it ain't been showing you effort. So you should have started off that way. So I'm saying don't do it because it's not going to work. Like, your plan is not going to work. That nigga was never putting the
fair
effort
point
forward. So, like, for you to, like, withhold it now and think he's going to put forth the effort, he's not, bruh. So, like, you just need to throw the whole man
because
away and start
sex
off
shouldn't
with a different
be the,
one.
The
yeah.
Right. Sex should not be the thing that's like, oh, well, I'm going to take this away because so he can be good to me. Well, what happens when mm-hmm. he gets it? We need to make sure that people are good to us at all points.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
True. And I'm going
to
say,
I wanted to actually ask this to you, Kiki. What? Yeah, because you're reaching out to people from the past, I'm curious to know, are you expecting effort from any of these guys?
I'm expecting
that
dick
you plan
pics
to,
and
to
videos. And I want to see them fucking bitches and stuff
I
like
love
that.
When
like
a bitch
nasty
is honest.
Stuff. Like, that's all I want. When this shit is over and I'm back outside, I don't care about them. I'm not reaching out to them to like reestablish a real connection or maybe build one because we didn't have one from the beginning. No. And this girl just needs to give it up to God because this just makes no sense. It's not, the plan is
no,
not going to work.
I agree. Mm-mm. I agree. And it's crazy because I think the effort is literally something that a lot of men don't realize. Like, it could be the bare minimum as far as like responding to a text message in a, you know, good enough time, or you trying to make plans with me. It's that little bit of effort that we do like to see from men. And it's funny because I was talking to my homegirl and she made plans to get some quarantine dick, and she hit him up at 11 o'clock. Girl, he hit her up at 5 a.m. talking about he fell asleep. And so it was literally me talking like, bitch, you pretty much let him know that y'all had plans to fuck. And he hits you the next day talking about, oh, he fell asleep. So even just that little bit of effort, we both were just like, oh, he got to be written off. He can't get no pussy now during quarantine. Like,
wait, why?
Yeah,
because he fell asleep.
He said she, yeah, he's because I feel like he's lying, right? Like, you guys made plans to see each other that night. So she.
Oh, they made plans.
They made
I'm sorry.
Plans
I'm sorry. I thought
other.
She hit him up at 11
no,
and
no, no,
she
no.
was mad.
They made plans.
Oh, nah.
They made plans. And so she hit him up at 11 like, I'm just waiting on you. Bro, he hit her
Let
the next
Let me tell
morning.
You something.
Like, I fell asleep.
My nigga and I were joking around the other day because, right? So we do like 2 days off and I be making
Does
jokes.
He?
So he got another bitch in him 2 days. He's like, when I'm a fucker. And nah. But he said, when would I fuck her? He's like, we FaceTime every night. I be in the bed at midnight. I said, I don't give a fuck, nigga. We FaceTime when you go to sleep, and bitches ain't shit, and dick is low out here. There could be a bitch that could come through at 12:01 and leave at 2:02. Trust me, I don't believe none of that. Like,
well, I was just gonna say, bitches ain't shit is me, because I done been laid right up in the bed with a nigga while he FaceTime his bitch. So,
oh, I already know. That's why I'm like,
don't do
know,
that, Kiki. But, don't do that, Kiki.
She said, man, but nigga logic, he just like, how I'm a fucking bitch. I said, don't act like it ain't motherfucking possible.
I hate
bitch, I'm sorry.
Like
I don't.
Yeah, don't act like it's not possible. We all know.
How I'm a fucking bitch. Then the other day, right? Now, I will say, so we riding bikes, right? He did like a 20-mile bike ride. It is 11:30. He's like, baby, I'm getting tired. I said, oh, really? You're that tired? You're that tired? Do you want to go to bed at 11:30? He's like, what? Who am I have come through? Who is coming here? The bitch that's coming at 12. Because you told her you had work to do until 11:30. Because you knew I was your work. Because we talked before your motherfucking ass go to sleep. I said, I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, I'm crazy.
I was just about to
I
say
believe
you're
that.
Crazy.
And also, I also need to pick these fights so we could have sex.
Wheezy picks fights so she could have
that
sex.
That sounds all types of toxic.
I couldn't even hear what you were saying
because
my AirPod died and I had to throw it in the charger really quick. But I'm just like, what the fuck is this crazy bitch talking about? Well, now I know. Well,
some crazy bullshit.
I mean, like, he know I ain't serious, but I feel like if we get in them arguments, you know what I'm saying? Because he'd be like, who you fucking? I'd be like, nobody.
I love a crazy bitch.
I need that
toxic
shit.
You need toxicity. I guess before we get out of here, Medina, if you can let us know where our listeners can listen to Cocktails, what you guys have going on, and also your social media handles. Let them know.
Y'all, you can listen to Cocktails. Dang, the AirPod died. But you can listen to Cocktails everywhere where there is a podcast. Mm-hmm. Follow us on our Cocktails page at Cocktails Podcast on Instagram. Follow Kiki at
Kiki Said So.
And follow me at Coffee Bean Dean. And we will update you guys on what we have. We have a lot of bonus content coming out on Patreon. And y'all gonna love it.
Yeah, our episode.
Yeah, they have two episodes featuring Weezy and I. But also, if you guys are into reality TV, Medina was a cast member
that
on Temptation Island.
Plug. So they are currently playing Temptation Island.
You know, I'm just saying.
I like that plug.
Listen, I feel like that's where my future husband is overseas.
Temptation
somewhere.
Island was a bomb that ass show, though. So, like, when I found out Medina was on it, because I watched the first one when I had, like, a regular office job, and we'd be in that motherfucking office. I think it came on Tuesdays. Wednesday, like, Nicola! This bitch wild, the white bitch! Like, so when Medina was on the show, I couldn't wait to come in that office and be like, my friend, the pretty black one, is... on Temptation.
I'm not even gonna hold you though, like between Temptation Island and now I think they have Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. I need to know the casting. I need to know the casting people for black men on reality TV, because those aren't what's it. Them ain't the
fine
niggas,
don't
want to
mess their shit up and be on TV because they doing too much.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to take this exact clip and I am very close with a lot of the casting directors and the producers of Temptation. I'm going to send it to them because I thought I was going to meet my husband. I'm meeting little niggas.
You get you a Carlton.
These are the black men that you choose. Like, and even for the one on Netflix, they're supposed to be the hottest men. They went to all the countries. Mm-mm. And I'm like,
here's what I will say, though. Having done a reality show, they put you through so much testing that a lot of niggas get cut out of it. Mm. I mean, like, if you have.
Yeah, because I want to see the real hood nigga.
You're not getting
first
no
off,
hood nigga.
We need to go back. We need to go back. We need to go back.
STD testing.
See? They need to send you to Mexico, Mandy. What hood nigga?
They put you through the most intense STD medical testing. They put you through an IQ test. They have you sit down with a therapist and a psychiatrist. You have to go through so many different levels and pass it that... You start to see the fine niggas when you're going through the process. You see the fine niggas, and then you get to the house and you're like, where's that nigga? And you're like, dang, he either didn't pass the STD test or he's crazy. That's what happens.
Or maybe both.
I ain't even gonna hold you. Can we get back to the days where they were casting for like Flavor of Love? Because they had hood bitches on that shit. Or like,
well, because they weren't as intrusive. Their internet didn't exist.
Damn.
Nobody could cancel them yet.
Tequila had the niggas, bitch.
She's a Republican. We're not going to bring her up. Oh, well, we will bring up, speaking of IQs and plugging shit, I have something to plug. I'm actually super excited about this. Quarantining has made me call a lot of friends and learn a lot of shit. So one of the friends that I want to learn shit with, who is Eddie DeLaCepi, he came on our podcast. We decided to start a new podcast. It comes out tomorrow on the 28th. It's called For Fact's Sake. And we get on there. Each topic every week is random, and we just talk about random topics of it. We got eggs, Donald Trump, Scientology. The one you guys will hear tomorrow is Tiger Kings. It's so much fun. And I love it. We have a segment called Who, What, and Where, and it's like a ranting segment. And my nigga, it's fun as fuck. And I'd be like, be about to say nigga with Eddie, but he still feels the energy.
Is
he's
he
like,
white?
Yeah, man, that sounds pretty serious. And I'd be like, and that pussy bitch.
He's something. I think he's Italian or something.
Peruvian.
Right. Oh, yeah, he's something.
Eddie's white, and he got Peruvian.
He ain't black.
So he be telling his little, he get his Spanish jokes off, though. I was telling a story about Maria. He's like, and she's not cleaning? I was like, oh, shit. But no, the podcast is fun. You learn random shit. Please, like, listen to it. I think you guys will like it. We got a little trailer we made. And yeah, it's fun. It's a good project for quarantine, I feel like.
Yeah.
We all need one.
How are you guys doing as far as being creatives during quarantine?
I feel like this is my time. I've been coming up with all kind of shit. And I'm so excited because my new mics came on. Okay. Girl, I got my live mics that came in today.
You got the green screen ready, bitch.
Yes. I've got more stuff to film. We'll probably film something tonight. I don't know. But I've been really enjoying it. I forget. I technically work from home, but Not much to do.
I think it's so dope that like y'all, we were all just talking about how it's like reality TV doesn't cast the right black men. I will say that like Kiki has been coming up with ideas for like reality television, and that naturally in my mind, I was like, if this bitch really does produce a reality television show, we will see the niggas that we want to see and fuck. Whether they pass the background check or not.
We're not gonna worry about the background check.
She's not gonna worry about the background. She's gonna bring us the niggas on the reality TV, and it's not gonna be like an on OWN. It's gonna be on like E or Bravo.
Cause bitch, I'm waiting from a couple of the different shows that I did watch too. Like shit, even there was a one cute nigga on The Circle, but he was so lame once he started talking. We all thought he wasn't lit no more. It was just like, ew, the basketball looking player nigga. Mm-hmm. Anyways. And maybe that's just me because that's my type. But yeah,
I love a basketball player looking nigga.
But yo, anyways, and when they don't play ball, you be like, damn, you fucked your leg up, huh?
You must have got injured. No, but this quarantine during this time has been definitely interesting. I love that all of the creatives are getting in their bag and finding ways, because I do think that life as we knew it will not exist in the same capacity, at least for the next couple years, specifically with like live venue performances, festivals, even sporting events. Bitch, I can't sit courtside. I thought I was about to get up and be lit like that, but no. So, I mean, it's just definitely interesting to where we are now, but I love that everyone's getting behind a mic, getting in front of their cameras and creating content. Also, guys, there's a lot of huge networks that are looking for content creators. So if you go to like a Comedy Central or a BET or a Complex, a lot of them are now looking for creatives to bring them content. And this could potentially end up being a check for you, since I know a lot of us have checks that have been taken away from us. So definitely start doing your Googles and reach out to that shit. I guess thank you, Kiki and Medina, for finally joining us.
Thanks for having us.
We got Maduna in the building and Kiki, who's reaching out to old niggas.
Thank you for having us.
Maduna.
I feel like everybody is in a good place right now. And I love that like we did this. And I literally feel like I'm sitting with y'all. I feel like we're having a girls' night out. And this was so much fun. I fuck with y'all. I can't wait to see y'all in real life when we all just kick it. Maybe we have sex. What do we think? A foursome?
No.
I mean, you and Weezy gonna have sex. I done already asked Kiki if I could bring Bodie down to Atlanta
she can
with
come,
me.
But that cat like, can't come.
Bring Bodie and he can stay in my place. She's Bodie perfect. Can stay with me.
No. Okay. Mm-mm. Okay, then we gonna put Bodie at your house, because I'm like, bitch, I got a whole.
Bitch, I thought you were talking shit about Bodie. Cats.
I was talking shit about cats. I told her that cat can't come.
I love all animals.
But no, Kiki, don't front. You said Bodie can't come if he be climbing.
No, I said he can't come, especially like, because he be climbing and scratching shit. I know what a cat is. That's not the type of cat I like. Okay, it's a different kind.
Bodie is welcome.
I'm dead. Anyways. Thank you. Okay, so it looks like, bitch, I might end up fucking Medina before you. Then we all really go. Anyways, guys, thank y'all for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. We are going to leave you with a 5-minute bonus clip from one of our past bonus episodes. Again, if you guys are looking to support the brand and also get more content during quarantine, we have over 60 episodes on our Patreon platform. And for our top tier listeners, Weezy and I are doing this thing where we bring on, I think the next one, we plan to do 250 people instead of 100, but we're working on doing kind of live interactive WD episodes with you guys. So if that's something that y'all are interested in, you guys have the opportunity to ask us live questions and be involved in
and
the production.
It's not like the virtual orgy. You can see every face.
Yeah, no, it's not the virtual orgy. We're not on there fucking people. But you guys can ask us questions. It's super dope. And you can only do that by becoming a patron at patreon.com/horrible decisions. You do have to put the /horrible decisions because it is an 18 and up contented platform where we post porn. It's not our porn, but we share porn clips and it's definitely 18 and up. So make sure you type in patreon.com/horrible decisions to become a patron. Again, we're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute clip if you're interested. And once again, this has been another episode of Horrible Decisions. Everybody say bye.
Peace, y'all.
Bye.
Mwah, mwah.
Brah, brah. I saw that tongue hanging.
Today is vanilla shit. comes from our show in Chicago. And the reason I want to bring it back up is because we never really got to dig into what we would order. So in London, there's a restaurant that's opening, a supper club, where it's a three-course meal that you get. I think upon entry, it's like €80. And then you have access to other stuff in the venue, like a hot tub, different rooms. It's pretty much a sex club. But the only thing that's a little bit different is you can actually order sex on the menu. So what I wanted to know, I think you made a joke about not paying for sex, and then we got into some shit. But if you had the budget and if you had to order.
First off, I got the budget.
No. Like, if you had the budget, like, let's say you had to spend $3,000 at this place. Like, they gave you the money. Like, let's say you had to, let's say you're on some influencer shit. And they're like, Mandy B, we would like you to come to this restaurant.
I need Ruby LaCheek's dick on the menu.
Who's Ruby LaCheek? The guy fucking, from Black?
No, soccer player in London. If I'm in London and I'm about to pay.
Ruby LaCheek's? I hope it's LaCheck.
I don't know. It's spelled E-E-K. LaCheek. I don't know. Bitch, I'm American. I don't know how to LaCheek. I don't know how to fuck to pronounce
Ruby,
it.
Ruby.
I will. Dog.
How do you spell it?
Type in R-U-B. That nigga gonna pop up with his fine ass.
I'm on YouTube because I...
No, go to his Instagram.
R-U-B-I?
No. R-U-B-E-Y. It's Ruben Loftus-Cheek is his name.
Ooh.
Yeah, bitch. That's who I want for...
Oh, it ain't LaCheek. Ooh, they want to know if he'd be in fluffy handcuffs. Would you do it?
I want him any way I can. I'll take him raw.
Bitch, okay, that's not the question.
I'm not paying. I can't honestly wrap my mind around paying for dick. I don't know why you be trying to get me to admit how I would want to pay for dick.
If this is an icebreaker, we are not horrible decisions right now. Mandy, hey.
Hey, what's up?
What would you order on a menu? Would it be oral sex? Would it be penetration?
Clearly it wouldn't be oral sex.
Would you rather pay to watch people?
No, let me pay to fuck the shit out of a nigga. Nope, I want three asses lined up, bent the fuck over. I want fine ass niggas just booty hole spread wide open, and I get to just go and ram them with my pegger. That's what I want.
Okay, so you want to order something?
If you're making me order something. It's not that I want to order it, if you see here telling me I got
your truth, bro.
If you see here telling me I gotta pay to do something, bitch, I want three booty holes bent over. I want them to spread their own cheeks, and I want them to take. Actually, I'm lying. No, I'm lying. One of them I want bent over. The other one I want on his back, holding his legs back. And the last one, I'm finna lay down and make him ride me. Boom. Three positions right there. And I dominate all their asses. Literally. That's what the fuck you gonna... That's what I want to pay for, ho.
Okay,
go ahead. What do you want to pay for? I want to make love with a big cock. Go ahead. Talk about it. I know, bitch. Damn. With your emotional ass.
Actually, nah, you know what I would pay for? I'd pay for like a tag team. Like a good gangbang.
Even in the gangbang that I would want to do, I want to gangbang a nigga with another bitch. So, like, have that nigga suck my strap while the other bitch, like, ram his ass.
Yeah, I want to be dominated pretty bad.
Oh, you want to be dominated? Yeah, I want to dominate somebody.
In the gangbang. Because, you know, clearly. Cocky is, like, my favorite kind of porn. But it's disgusting.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine that, like, strangers come on my face. No.
Not like strangers.
They're
going
to be strangers, bro. You're paying for it. Sex workers are strangers.
Let's pretend they're all like.
I know. You want the BFE. Boyfriend experience.
I do, bitch. I want them to all lay with me after and tell me how pretty I am, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Not 100% not interested in paying full cock in any way.
I mean, I just. Well, that's the thing, though. Because I want such degrading sex, I need a little bit of that after. Like.
Okay. I can dig it. I can dig
just
it.
Just a little. The kink of the week. I'm not sure if we've ever done it before, but I saw a video about it, and I was like, oh, we got to do this.
Uh-oh.
For microphilia, and it's just...
Mm-hmm. We done that.
What is it?
That's insect shit, right?
Have we done that in a show?
I don't remember. You know what? It might be one that I've been meaning to bring up on here, honestly, and I'm just like, how the fuck we going to talk about insects? Because, bitch, I ain't even going to hold you. If I go to a nigga house and I see a roach, bitch, my pussy dry, we not fucking.
Bro.
I don't want to see bugs
anywhere.
Have you ever
been to someone's house and
yes,
seen a bug?
Yes, I have. It,
you, like, start...
It's my mom used to laugh at me because my uncle, like, actually my aunt, a lot of my family, bitch, had mad roaches in their house, and I used to tell my mom I was allergic. Like, mommy, I can't go to their house because I'm allergic. I don't like roaches, like, dude, not at all. And then when I lived in Atlanta, there's these like centipedes